Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
I'm Donovan.
And this week on the podcast, we're talking about drugs in a box.
They come in the mail.
And, like, delivery drugs. What's
you know,
another name?
Loot crate.
Yeah, I already forgot.
But to feel your arm.
Like trunk club for drugs, maybe.
Yeah.
You're baiting me to say this thing that I already forgot.
Stimulant package.
Right.
Yeah, drug mail. This week. Says here that Scrooge McDuck and Donald Duck have an ancestor by the name of Hugh Seafoam McDuck.
Wow.
Hugh Seafoam? I never heard of such a person.
He's a member of the clan McDuck.
It's a duck. Oh.
Yeah. I guess he's a duck, not a person.
Yeah.
So there's
heard of such a duck.
What's that?
They're Scottish or Irish?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, they're Scottish. I remember the clan.
Who was
McDuck.
The guy who was like also really rich? Do you guys remember him with the red beard?
Yeah,
like his kind of arch
it's like
nemesis.
Dermot McDuck or something. Or
was he?
Yeah, he was
and
like
he was
Scottish.
Scottish.
Yeah,
they were both Scottish.
Oh, wait, you think Scrooge is?
I'll look it
Irish
up. Save
and
us some time.
Okay. While Eddie's looking that up, I just wanted to let you guys know I'm holding a cookie in the shape of a ghost.
I can tell you right here that it's Clan McDuck. Clan McDuck is Scottish clan.
Clam?
Okay. Clan.
Okay, but...
Flintheart Glomhold,
like
it says.
It's like it's, Slimer.
Oh,
yeah. Ecto.
It's so great.
Oh, yeah, that's really cute. So, I went to Michael's...
Again?
Yesterday. No, I told you about it. They don't have their cookie cutters. They don't have their Halloween cookie cutters yet. They said, next week, they're coming in.
It sounds like a horse shit to me.
Well... Anyway, today I went to Kroger, and they already had theirs. So.
Of course they did. This is why Michael's...
I know everyone's planning already, so...
I know, Michael's... I mean, they had rows and rows of Halloween things, but they hadn't gotten to the baking supplies yet.
It sounds like they probably aren't even getting cookie cutters, and that was just what she told you to get you back in next week.
It was a man.
Michael? Was it Michael?
It was Michael.
It was Michael. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm getting those in next week. Come on back.
So anyway, do you guys want to guess the four Halloween shapes I got? I mean, one you can guess because you are holding it in your hand.
Ghost,
and I guess you saw
pumpkin,
the other ones.
Moon.
Moon is just a circle.
Uh-huh.
Like full moon.
Full moon.
Wait, there's definitely a ghost, definitely a pumpkin. Are you you're not considering owl to be Halloween, right?
Yeah,
no.
Owl's not Halloween.
Thank God.
Owl's like... Owl's like spring.
I would have lost all respect for you.
What is owl? Like, why do we have owl? It's like a summer cookie?
Or like I don't know.
It's why would you have a deer one? Or a dog? Or a cat?
Or a ninja.
Reindeer.
Do you have a ninja cookie cutter?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you get that from a Secret Santa at Tori's house?
Yeah.
I remember that being one of the cooler things with that Secret Santa. Or White Elephant, I think it was.
White Elephant.
Yeah.
Right. What did we get? I got.
I think we might have got what Desi brought. It was like a bookmark from India.
Oh, very nice.
No, I think it might have been some stuff from India.
I don't remember that.
That's
party
cool
very
that
well.
I yeah. brought that.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Just tell us the other ones. We could go
bat.
On all day.
Bat.
No, skull. The skull is very. No, but it's just the outline.
It's so it just looks like a blob.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to fill it in with icing to make it.
Yeah.
The skull. Come yes. to life.
So I met had a friend from school over to our house.
Dakota?
Yeah, she calls them Lakota, which I like a little better.
Yeah, that's all right. Lakota's okay.
And we were sitting on the couch together and I was hyping him up about cookies because the cookies were in the oven, but they wanted food immediately. And I was like, let's hype about these cookies for a little while so we can like...
Hey, girls, let's rap about cookies.
Dakota's a boy.
Yeah, Dakota's a dude.
Okay.
And I was like, what cookies are you guys going to eat? And then I was like, I'm going to eat a pumpkin. And then they're like, I'm going to eat a pumpkin too, because kids are stupid and they just copy everything you say. And then I go, I'm going to eat a bat. I'm going to bite the bat on the wing. And then Metalark goes, no, you got to bite it by the head.
Yeah.
And I was like Ozzy Osbourne? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, you don't know about that. I don't know why I like mentioned that to you.
How do you know she doesn't?
I don't think she does. Yeah.
You don't know,
I guess
everything
I don't know for sure.
We don't know what they teach them at school.
Yeah, and you don't know what she listens to in her room on her jukebox.
Immediately.
She does have a radio. She could be like, learning some things on the radio.
Biting a bat's head, I go to Ozzy Osbourne. Doesn't everyone do that? And she will now forever. She may never know who Ozzy was.
So what do you guys think of that? Was it edgy?
What?
Was it edgy?
What Ozzy did? Yeah.
Biting the head off that bat?
That was hella edgy.
Well, Dakota liked it. And then Dakota was like, what's your name? Like, to me.
Like hey,
that
man,
was his response
what's
to
your
me.
Name?
Who the hell are
Ozzy
you?
Osbourne.
No, he's
I was like, I'm Eddie.
He's like,
and
oh,
he like,
this guy's cool.
He like kind of like squinted at me. Like, he didn't respond. He just like.
Does he have a dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry I laughed at that. That's such a sensitive thing for you, too.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Like his dad's around.
Right.
Yeah.
Dakota.
Yeah, or Lakota, however you'd like to pronounce it. And he, you know, eyed me a little bit and didn't respond. And I was like, have you never met Nettie before? And then he just turned away from me.
Yeah, he couldn't answer that question.
Did he put his hand in your face?
No, but I wasn't intimidated by him because, like, kids are like that. But I could see, like, other kidless friends of mine being like, oh, shit, this kid just iced me out, man.
Man, stonewalled by Lakota.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If he had... Like, he could adapt you. Like, that's what I... Like
oh, my God. And from that, should we do this week's Who's Alex?
Who's Alex this time?
Or is it Three Bags Full? Is that the name of this segment? Three Bags Full?
It is. It's Three Bags Full.
Three Bags Full of Trivia.
Bags Full of Trivia Cards.
That's about how many trivia cards we have.
All right.
Okay, I'm going in. I'm Alex. Hello, everyone.
Get your chuckle bags ready.
By the way, this podcast is a rebroadcast of last week's... We said
failed
attempt. Yeah, we said everything we've said so far.
We didn't talk about Lakota last week.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. No, he came over last week. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay,
anyway,
so... Oh, no. That's my signal to check on our kids.
Okay, give me the box. Or I'll go check on our kids.
Oh, nice. We'll just do that. We'll banter for another
I really like your
seconds.
Shirt, by the
it'll
way,
just
Eddie.
Take, it'll just... You just have to listen and make
it's
sure
a,
they're not making
it. What kind of flower is that on there?
I think it's a lotus.
It does look like a lotus.
It seems to be a just blue shirt. It's not any other
with creamy
shade.
Pink.
It's
flower.
A nice shirt. Can I tell you a little secret?
Mm-hmm.
Old Navy?
Target.
Oh, Target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Old Navy. I mean, that's like a step up from Target, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. My boss wears a lot of Hawaiian
Wait,
shirts.
What?
Every day he does.
It is?
Yeah.
Have
it
you
is.
Been in there? Especially
to
for
Old
kids. Well. That's it. I don't know if it is. I mean, Target really gets the styles right sometimes.
Yeah. Like, really right.
Yeah.
I think Old Navy does too, though, honestly.
They did in 98, but I don't think they still do.
These,
there's no kid noise, but
you don't
there's
think
a,
they still do? I got a really cool sweater there.
There's a cricket in our garage.
Oh. Ah.
Okay.
It was all crickets when I went out there.
Okay, here it comes.
Told
get right. your pens ready.
This week's topic of trivia question battery is what is that SNL?
No, it's definitely
kind of a gross burp.
Sorry.
What's it will tell you there on the card what kind it is.
It's Genus 4.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to
I felt like I had to write that down.
I'm going with
reason.
History.
Okay.
This is going to be a history question.
Okay.
What English king introduced death by boiling and legalized the killing of gypsies?
English king.
Yeah, this is a brutal question. What English king introduced death by boiling and legalized the killing of gypsies?
I got to go with Henry VIII.
You were supposed to write it on your card, dude.
Did you? You need to show me on your. Wait, you didn't even give them a chance to answer before you said you just.
I don't know how quickly we're supposed to do this.
Well, you were supposed to. I was going to address you for the answer before you just.
Oh, it's very formal.
Shouted
I see.
It out.
It's okay. Three bags full under the bridge, my friend.
It's all three bags full.
I didn't write. I wrote it down. I didn't do VIII.
I did. I said Henry the Fourth. With an I and a V.
There you go.
Henry the Fourth, and what was your answer?
Anthony.
Anthony, and you said?
Henry the Eighth.
Henry the Eighth.
You got to address us by name if you're going to address
you,
us at all.
You, Eddie.
Yeah. You're said pointing. Henry
the
but no
sorry,
one can see.
I'm new at Alex.
Well, we're all new at Alex.
So what's
okay,
the answer?
So the answer was Henry the Eighth. And so Eddie is going to get another question now.
Eddie moves on.
Wait, what's the format? I have to do another one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you get it right, you get another question. If you get this one right, then you get a point for the week.
We're just going to see how many points you can rack up.
Okay.
Do I keep going?
This is, yes, this is fact or crap.
I love
fact or crap.
So the answers are either fact or crap.
Yes.
And how many of them are fact and how many of them are crap in this battery questions?
You think it's
50-50? Is that really fair to say?
That's usually how I do.
Yeah,
I tell
you
them.
Have
oh,
to.
Oh, and then I read all of them?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, you have
so
to.
This is two facts to one crap.
Wait, what?
Exactly. Now you have ask to them three.
And I'm going to tell you the three things.
Yeah,
and
you have
tell
to
me which
I
one
identify
is
the crap.
A crap. Remember, it's like two realsies and a whopper.
But there's three false statements.
There's two false statements.
And one true statement.
No, two factual
two facts
statements and
factual.
One crap. It's two facties and a whopper.
You're
two
not
going to
read five things, are
no,
you?
No, just three.
Oh.
Wait, where'd you get five from?
Just the way you were describing
okay,
it.
Okay. Two facts, one crap. One is the Montreal has more Francophones living there than any city except for Paris. A snake charmer's cobras can't really hear the music. They're following the instrument's movements. And three, the Jedi were named for Japanese Zen masters.
These are all believable. I don't know much about snake's ears. And I don't remember the first one you said.
Would you like me to reread?
No.
Okay.
Do you not want to know what the...
It was about Francophones in Montreal.
Basically, there's more French-speaking people in Montreal in the world other than in France.
Wouldn't a Francophone understand French but not speak it? Or
Montreal has more Francophones living there than any city except for Paris.
No, that can't be true. I'll say no to the first one.
Okay. Well, the actual crap was the Jedi were named for Japanese Zen masters.
You will not be
they
proceeding.
They were not.
Like, we need a foghorn sound effect.
Yeah, we do.
I'll get it together somehow. As soon as you get that Bluetooth going on over there.
I actually have it set up with the computer.
How much do you think a foghorn would cost on eBay?
Oh, yeah. How much would it cost your children's night of sleep?
Yeah.
A hundo? I can get one.
That'd be kind of expensive. Why
don't you take $40 and put it in the toilet?
Why would we do that?
Instead of getting the babysitter for that night, you just get a foghorn instead.
Here we go.
Do you think...
Yeah.
Wait, that's not what I want. Like, no. I want like a cartoon foghorn.
Oh, I like that one. That's really soothing.
Yeah, that is
no,
nice.
No, I want like an insulting one. I want like a joke one.
So you want the...
There we go. Did you hear that?
No, play it again, please.
This is what I'm... That's what I'm all
I
about.
Love that
oh, that
one.
Was pretty
like,
good.
Yeah. This, I like that one a lot.
This plays in
it's
my
a
head
classic.
Anytime anyone says something.
Wait,
just,
why is foghorn leghorn called that? Like...
That's, someone's just making that with their voice.
Yeah, that's a, like grabbing someone's butt sound, too. That's the sound that plays in my head.
It is? Ooh. No, it's not.
Yeah, it usually is.
That one was even better, I think.
I like that one,
you
like
too. The, like...
Yeah, vibrato.
The vibrato. Here's one. This one's serious. I think they actually recorded an actual foghorn on this one.
Were they just...
No.
Will you play the good one again?
I gotta go back on my browser here. This is the one you guys liked.
No, it's not.
That's the one nobody liked. I thought.
I like that one.
You like
I love it.
Like, that could totally be something we just record for ourselves.
Ay-yi-yi.
All right, let me talk about internet comments.
Is that the next? We're not okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Moving right along. Segment number two.
Are we doing segments now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
we're
going to
pepper them with a banter anywhere we can.
What's this segment titled?
I'm calling this one. Is this?
Oh, yeah.
My effects are muted. Sorry. I need to get my effects set up.
What is Eddie calling this? I remember.
I don't know. Can you hear me? No. Okay. I can't do effects. Or that is effects.
Yeah, that's an effect.
Ooh, it's just on you though, Eddie.
Maybe something like this.
Dr. Eddie. Ooh.
Or wow. just a reverb. Yeah. So much this.
So much this.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to look at...
Oh, my God.
I did another Prince video last week. I don't even remember which
you
one
did,
it was.
Little Red Corvette.
Little Red Corvette.
Now it's When Doves Cry.
This is Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, which I really like. Oh, and wow. A lot of people don't like
it. It's one of my least favorite prints.
Yeah, I love it.
I have a couple comment threads that I want to talk about on this video. And the first one will be quick, and then the second one will be a little bit less quick. So 3 months ago, somebody... Pez Jimmy...
Pez Jimmy?
It's P-E-Z-J-M-E.
Pez Jammy.
Oh, okay.
And his avatar. I guess everyone on the internet I just refer to as him. Is that what you guys do? I don't know. Pez Jimmy. Pez Jimmy writes, 3 months ago, so what month was that?
It's June.
September, August. It was June, right? He's like in June, getting on, logging on, watching Raspberry Beret.
Prince's birthday is June 7th. Yeah.
Pez Jimmy.
He doesn't say this. He doesn't say, oh shit, but I preface all my comments with, oh shit. Oh shit. I think I skipped school to watch this debut on MTV. So he's like.
That's 85. This came out in 85.
He's pretty old. Like, skipping school to watch it.
That's
and then,
cool. I like that story.
Martin Wade, 3 weeks ago, replied, me too. I was talking to a girl that I ended up marrying, LOL. Isn't that sweet?
He was talking to a girl that he ended up marrying while he was skipping school?
That was
school?
Actually when you had to talk to girls. Like,
so, yeah. His
what a sap.
Martin Wade's claim, like, he was just, like, scrolling through YouTube 3 weeks ago in August. He's hot. It was summertime.
This is the nicest comments I've ever heard. These are like so... They're just having a really nice time.
There's a lot of nice times on the internet like that.
They're both lying also, I have to tell
and
you.
So he wrote like 3 weeks ago, he was just listening to the song, decided to read through the comments, and then he's like, that's my story. I skipped school to watch this debut on MTV.
While talking
to my future wife.
Yeah.
Which is like a beautiful concept.
Do you think he was did she skip school?
Yeah.
Like,
was
her?
It a Ferris Bueller's day off?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that was the first time they like intercourse.
Landlined her.
Ooh, landlined
her. But, I mean, it had to be a landline.
No, maybe he like...
Oh, they weren't even on the phone.
No, they both skipped school. They both,
that's what
both
I
the
was
motherfuckers
wondering.
Skipped school.
That's what I was
watched
asking.
The Raspberry Beret video.
At
and,
their own homes
and
then
and talked on the phone.
They're like, okay, are you watching it? Are you
this
pretending
happened a
to
lot.
Be sick just
in
like me? Did
my,
you hear the thermometer and
I'm
the lamp?
I'm picturing high school because like I would... sometimes I would go to high school in the morning to meet up with people so we could just go to the beach
Leave.
Or something. So maybe like he went to school... met up with his girl. They went home, watched some Raspberry Beret.
And then he married her.
Release party. And on the spot, mm-hmm. he married her.
So would there be a big build-up like, oh, Raspberry Beret, it's going to drop?
Probably, yes. I can tell you why.
2:30 p.m.
This was the first album after When Doves Cry, Purple Rain. So that like that was Prince's huge success.
Yeah.
And this album, like, it just dropped on store shelves like out of nowhere. It didn't have any promotion. So like to be like, oh, this is when the actual video release is coming out was like a huge deal. Because like he was the most popular recording artist, 84, 85, like no one was as hot.
Okay, but why was the premiere during the middle of the day? Like, why it wasn't the premiere?
Well, maybe
night?
They're in Australia, or maybe it's like
or
another country.
Meg, they're lying.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was gonna do another
story
comment,
doesn't
but
check
like,
out.
That's all for this week on So Much This.
Wow.
I'll do another comment.
I really enjoy that, the one you chose, and I also I feel like maybe Donovan's right.
It doesn't like.
Let's look at their profiles.
Why are
like,
they
let's
in
get
the
into
there. The
oh, this is right when the podcast died last time, is when he tried to do something other than the video.
I was like, let's look these people
up. Oh, right. We were going to delve into their profiles.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
The moment.
And this is what we should do every week, right?
Yeah, because kill the podcast. We're actually trying to make these people famous.
So Pezjami joined YouTube on July 29th, 2011. He's looked at 21,704 YouTube views. Like, how do
that's
you?
That's so awesome.
Why do they keep that stat?
I would love to see my stat on that, but not anyone else on the planet.
And his description is PS4. So I think he's into PlayStation.
No, he
4.
Probably is watching on a PS4.
Oh. So he has his Google Plus profile, and it's just the default page. But I told you his. Avatar is just the poop emoji, right?
Oh, you didn't get that out.
I tried to squeeze that one out.
Oh, look, he's making a joke there. That's levity, y'all. Yeah.
That was like coming off of that serious trivia. So Martin Wade, the responder, had created playlists. One's called Workouts. One's called Research. One's called Testosterone.
Hold on.
One is called Judy Garland, and those are his four playlists.
Wait, can you get the track list of those playlists?
Yeah, I can. So
I
Workouts
know what's
has
on testosterone.
Workouts has 40.
Is Martin
videos.
Wade a gay guy married to a woman?
Seriously, Judy Garland? That's like
testosterone.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. Why? Workout. Why would you think?
Yeah,
he
maybe
loves raspberry.
Seriously, this
Desi,
still happens.
He's not gay. He has a playlist called Testosterone. Come on.
How
I'm
to
married
inject
to a woman?
Talk about
whoa,
friend of
okay.
Dorothy.
Okay, guys. So
this is personal video.
Yeah, it's how to inject testosterone.
Oh,
testosterone treatment.
Oh my!
Wait, what?
So
wait.
It could be a trans person, right?
Therapy. I thought this was gonna be a playlist.
He's
yeah,
replacing
it's a playlist
his testosterone
with one video in it. You guys didn't ask. Like Judy Garland has five videos.
Is it our gay boy shooting up on the testy?
I think maybe it's like a trans person.
That makes more sense.
Like trying to inject that tea.
Dude, people like Judy Garland.
Can we look at his Judy Garland playlist? Yeah. We're interested in that.
Yeah, that was the wild card for sure.
I looked at research.
My brother-in-law takes testosterone, though, but that's just so he can get six reps and fucking pump in the gym.
The Life with Judy Garland, Me and My Shadows, part one of three. We'll play a little bit of this. This looks pretty bad.
It's hard to be a legend's child.
Aye. This guy sounds like he doesn't even know a guy named Jim, much less have been to one.
All right. I'm sick. I'm bored
I
with
think,
him.
Yeah,
now.
I think we Rodney Dangerfield this
I'm bored
edition.
Of this guy.
And I appreciate you guys listening. And I think that was more fun than it should have been. So let's move on.
Okay, good. Let's
stop having fun now.
Well, no, we can still have fun. But have you heard of like what people do to dead horses?
They shoot them, don't they?
They boil them into gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
Like Henry VIII wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Glue.
I don't want to have to deal with a dead horse. That's a really big thing.
It's huge. It's heavy.
In Sholo, you need, like, there was a guy who there's like a big group of wild horses outside of town, and he killed one and used it as bear bait. But like that's a big infraction. But he's one of the higher ups in the Mormon Church in Sholo.
What?
So he only got a fine.
Is it legal to hunt bears in Arizona?
Yeah, there's a bear season.
Really? I didn't even realize there were that many bears in Arizona.
Black bears. Yeah, I mean, it's probably maybe 40 tags a month.
Okay.
And that's why he baited the bear. Okay. Was to, like, actually fill his tag, since the likelihood of actually getting one is very low.
Okay, so the next segment is called Cool Down Snack Shack.
Right? I don't believe that to be the name of it.
I protest it every time, because...
Wait, no, that last time it was like Cool Down's Trivia Corner, and you didn't like the...
How about Scooby Snack?
She facepalmed me. IRL.
All right, so since it's my
double
segment...
Double facepalm even.
The snack that I had, it's not my segment.
Here, you want to introduce it with some effects? I can put some effects on your voice.
This week on the Snack Shack. We talk about cauliflower and okra.
Oh, that sounds great.
So, I'm a big fan of pickled okra. I love it. It's great. And then a coworker of mine made pickled okra on the rooftop. And I tried one. And I had to spit it out. I don't normally have this reaction. But, like, it literally tasted like soap and, like, kind of okra. And I was like, yeah, it's good.
So but you spit it, like you turned and spit it out like
I had it in my mouth and I was talking to him about it. And luckily he was on his way out to smoke a cigarette. And I knew that at the time. So like I was just waiting for him to go out the door so I could like throw the other half of the okra away. And like it was just.
Does he listen to the podcast?
No, he doesn't. We've discussed a few things, a few sensitive topics about like work that I wouldn't feel comfortable. But anyways, it was just, I don't see how you could ruin pickled okra, but it was done in such a way that just made it taste like okra, like there was no spiciness whatsoever. So it just tasted like, kind of like, keep body parts in?
Brine?
Formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde okra. Oh.
That Man, sounds remember, really bad.
I remember the first time I smelled formaldehyde, I got sick.
Yeah, it's really
well. The whole situation, like,
and gross.
Because usually there's also frogs that are all like hard,
or
like in a big
fetal
bag.
Pigs. That's what I.
We only had frogs, and it was so gross.
We did earthworms and frogs, but the frogs are what made
no fetal pigs.
I'm just picturing some okra floating around in there with a fetal pig,
a little piece of garlic,
or an earthworm.
I mean, it would make sense with the pig. Yeah. Just fucking cook it after we're done dissecting it.
A pig's foot in there too,
with like okra jammed into the top of it. That just made me actually this. Okay, so I know Meg and I are going to talk about the same snack, but what I was going to talk about last week is a classic homemade snack in my household was a pickle covered in cream cheese with a ham slice wrapped around it.
What do you call that?
I don't know. I'm sure there's
a
name.
That's totally like golf course food.
Oh, totally. I wonder if one
it's
of
like
my...
It's like an hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah, probably... Yeah, I'm
wait. Okay, so
hors d'oeuvre style.
Was it a gherkin pickle, like just a little gherkin pickle, or a slice?
No, yeah, it was a whole giant Vlasic dill pickle.
That's something else.
Mm-hmm. Like the size of a sausage.
Yeah. How did you get the cream cheese to stay on there?
And it's like coated in cream cheese, so like a peanut butter and jelly.
The way I described it was not the recipe. It was just what
the
you
end product.
I want to know how much.
So you probably
would
you spread the cream cheese on the meat?
Honestly,
yes.
When you described it, this pickle was a spear or like a scallop, like
oh no,
just a pickle.
She didn't say. She
I know
said a whole
when
pickle,
you described it though, I was
she
like,
has.
Oh, that's okay. A tiny little bite-sized snack. But what you're talking about is like a fucking meal made out of a pickle.
Yeah, so you take a ham slice and you
like have, a long ass ham slice.
Like you
right?
have to. Well, it's like a regular.
Yeah, like off the spiral.
But these pickles
not
are
off the spiral.
These pickles are like Wiener Schnitzel. They're like ballpark Frank size pickles, right?
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about the girth of the pickle. Like, how big is this pickle in diameter?
6 inches.
Like a watermelon.
I meant half an inch.
I would say like, no. Like,
Y'all are crazy.
Like
I'm talking about that cucumber I was
like
eating.
5/8 to 3/4 of an inch.
Okay, so less than an inch. And length.
You keep bumping into the microphone.
Yeah, and and length, I would say 3 7/8 inches.
Okay. That, I'm, that's you know, what I am calmed by
I
that. I was
I
flabbergasted
six for diameter.
When you talked
so
about
So is this
like
Hillshire Farm ham, like deli slices?
I'm thinking like an English
deli
pickle.
Slice.
Yeah.
I'm Are they the rectangles
pickle,
of ham?
Deli slice.
Rectangles of ham
Holy
from
shit,
Costco.
So Oscar.
Okay.
No, they're bar S.
Because
slice.
The type of, you know, the
bar
type
slice,
of pickle that I was thinking would need
pickle.
Like a side of ham.
You're talking about those pickles that you get at the fair in the bag.
You need at least 2 sheets of ham.
Yeah, you would need 2 sheets of ham for sure.
Jeez, 2 sheets of ham to the wind.
Yeah, exactly.
So, been there, done that.
So this is, I just want to give everyone a tip. You should blot the ham slice off with a paper towel before you spread the cream cheese on it, or else
Pro
it's
tip.
Gonna
it
be
slide.
Too wet and slide
okay, is
off.
It
you should also
whipped cream cheese or regular?
Regular, but
Philadelphia?
Softened. Yeah.
Okay.
Regular but softened.
Can
so
you
it's
see
spreadable.
The pickle through the cream cheese?
Only,
like, is
only
there
a
so
few
much
pieces.
Cream cheese?
Only end to end.
So. Ask me, yeah, you can see it on either end.
Oh, I see, okay.
For sure, and yeah. In fact, I'm thinking about it now, and I wonder if, like, putting those little corn skewers in the ends would actually be a really good idea.
It'd be at least jokey.
So what,
like,
it doesn't,
talking about, like, Bloody Mary
That
style
works because corns have a hole. Like in the middle of the pickle, yeah. You're not like trying to. Oh, I'm trying not to eat
no,
the seeds.
No, but you like stick it in, and then you take your first bite in the middle, and then you have 2 little skewers.
Okay,
and you pass
and you
it
just,
to a friend.
Like, eat around it.
Because,
hey, could you hold on to this for me? Hey. I'm up next to karaoke.
No, the problem.
Like twigs.
I'm up next to karaoke. The problem with this snack is like it's hard to kind of figure out how to best hold it. Because toothpicks, like
I'm thinking
just
cocktail
one toothpick,
napkin wrapped around the ham.
I think popsicle stick.
I'm still thinking hot dog bun.
Popsicle stick, it's all just gonna fall off. Like
no,
it's
not.
Like pickle a towel.
Maybe like a shish kebab skewer.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But be
and then
careful.
You can, like,
don't jab it in your mouth.
But you can kind of like pull it out with your teeth.
You know, I'm going back to my original. I really think those corn skewers are the best.
Yeah, I do.
I'm gonna let's all experiment with this, and I'm gonna use a napkin.
Are you gonna use
cocktail tofurkey? Napkin?
You're not gonna do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll okay. freaking do,
yeah,
it.
I'll do it.
You're gonna eat some ham?
No, I don't know. It's just one slice,
ham.
Right?
Oh yeah.
Well,
I'll use
anyway,
tofurkey ham.
This well, once we were talking about sticking okra in a pig foot, I was like, oh yeah, that's like that snack.
That yeah. So that's your childhood favorite snack.
No, it's just a great snack.
The one you remember the most, or
it's just one that came up to review.
All right. How do you feel about cauliflower puffs?
You know, I don't like them, and.
She yeah, does not like them.
The experience of eating them really made me think, like, what is the point of it all?
Well, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, let's start from your decision to purchase.
Okay, well, we talked about doing this segment, so I was looking at my... It was a click list order, and I went to snacks in the health food sector. Health food sector first, and then I went to snacks, maybe. I guess it was a snack section of the health food, and which was just a mistake from the get-go. It's like, you're not, I don't know.
It wasn't health
food. Now I'm just questioning the whole idea of snacking. Mm-hmm.
And health food.
And health food. So anyway, I picked out cauliflower puffs, which they are really mimicking the whole, like...
Cheeto
yeah,
puffs.
Cheeto. Actually,
veggie booty, pirate
veggie
booty.
Yes, which you know, I don't know why, but I feel like not so guilty. Like I feel better about eating veggie booty than I feel about eating Cheetos. I feel like, oh, this is a healthy snack. But why do I feel that way? I don't really know.
Because you paid $1.49 more.
Exactly.
And it's extruded
exactly.
In a different
and it
manner.
Like is all it's organic.
So my feeling was that the cauliflower puffs had a nasty aftertaste.
And neither Desi nor I picked up on that aftertaste. They just tasted to me like a very lightly dusted Cheeto, like without the corn aftertaste. Mm-hmm. It was like it was just flavoring, almost like a tofu, like how tofu has no natural flavor. All you could taste was the flavoring.
Cauliflower is so mild, mm-hmm. you know, so, well, Meg was like, I wanted to try it. And Meg's like, you don't want to try this. And I was like, no, I really do want to try it. And she was pretty certain.
Yeah, I was like, we were going to hate it. Big old thumbs down. Yeah. And like, you guys, I don't want to subject you to this.
We slammed the bag.
Donna and I finished the bag that night.
Really?
We ate the whole bag.
We didn't even try it.
Yeah. You know, do you like a snack?
I like a savory snack.
Eddie's the snacker in our family.
Yeah, I like pretzels and
sardines.
Do you like sesame sticks?
Premiums. I like sesame sticks.
You know, I love sesame sticks.
He's not going to snack on sesame sticks, though.
Sesame sticks.
They're too heavy.
You can eat too many sesame sticks before you realize it, and then your stomach hurts for a long time. Or my stomach hurts mm-hmm. for a long time.
All right. Okay.
So which sesame sticks do you go for? Oh. There's a lot of variety.
The bulk, just whatever.
Yeah, I like the bulk. They're more garlicky. They're like the garlic bulk.
I've never purchased sesame sticks in like a... What do they come in?
Do
like
they come in any
pouch?
Other way?
Yeah, they Trader like Joe's pack. Has many different
flavors. Oh, right.
And as does the co-op. They have multiple flavors.
I've always just filled up a bag.
I've always just gotten the cheapest one, which is usually the original.
Mm-hmm. Garlic.
Or the oat.
I thought it was unflavored.
Yeah, but salted.
Right. It tastes, well, whatever they're putting
but
in there.
But they do have garlic ones, too.
It's produced in a facility that handles garlic.
Mm-hmm. Garlic knots.
You could just put garlic on the regular ones.
You could put garlic on anything, garlic if you're
powder.
Asking me.
Mm-hmm.
My brother-in-law's family used to put meat tenderizer on their popcorn.
That would be.
And it was fucking gross. I was
put
like,
what?
Why?
On the popcorn?
Meat tenderizer, just like that. That flavoring that is meat tenderizer.
I've had Old Bay on popcorn, and that's pretty good.
I like Old Bay on it.
Seasoned salt.
Seasoned salt's okay.
On popcorn, it's delicious.
Really, I only like butter. I went through a phase where I'd put Nestle Quick on popcorn because they suggested it on the Nestle Quick box. Don't do it.
Wait.
Like powdered?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Mm.
I used to put powdered hot chocolate in my vanilla ice cream.
I have a recommendation for seasoned salt.
Okay.
Putting it on Kraft mac and cheese.
What?
That sounds good.
I like
so
barbecue
good.
Sauce in my mac and cheese already, so that's like the rest of the equation mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, sugar, put tomato. I don't
know. Yeah, ketchup, molasses.
What's your snack?
Pretzels, probably.
I didn't have a snack.
No, oh, okay. So let me pick from your three snacks. What would I eat? And I gotta go with Desi's pickle thing, her weird pickle thing.
Hey, next week are you gonna eat it on the podcast?
Yeah, I will.
Of course,
you're going
with that one.
Wait, why? I mean, obviously,
because Donovan's was he was like it was bad.
Yeah, but his sounded bad too. Like I don't
crappy
like okra.
Okra.
You don't like pickled okra?
Oh. I don't like okra at its best. Like I don't like when okra comes in and it's like the best okra that everybody in the room has had. I don't like it. So that means I think I just don't like okra.
Meg's was also a bad review. Mine was the only good review because I actually just picked a snack I liked.
Cauliflower. Yeah. So that's what my goal is going to be. I'm going to pick
snack.
The best of the three
okay.
good snacks. And one person gets to pick a good snack from their childhood and two people have to try the actual snack. And the cauliflower thing, you know, I like cauliflower in the right setting and it's not what you had described.
Yeah.
Like crisped or puffed cauliflower, like I don't know. I'd rather just have cauliflower.
I might like it, honestly. It was.
I think I'd rather just have cauliflower.
Okay. Well, that wasn't offered, so.
That'd be a good snack.
You can't have it.
Like, have you guys ever tried just cauliflower? Like, just, or like a carrot? You're eating just a carrot?
Yeah.
Okay. We're done with segments, right?
All
right.
Yeah. Is it time to top high?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What's our topic?
Drug box.
Meg, can you not remember the name of your segment or of your topic?
Let me tell this story.
I just farted and I was kind of focused on that.
I'm a friend.
Well, it already happened. What are you getting
farts,
focused
cartoons.
On?
Farts, cartoons. This is always, this is
like,
our topic.
Did I need to do more? What's, how does it smell?
So I'm friends
do
with
need
this
to
guy.
Do more?
Who,
do more what?
Farting.
Oh. All
right.
Like, I was just friends with him in college, maybe. I don't know. I like him. I think about him and I like him. But when it comes to actually him, it's like we were only friends in the context of college. And when I lived in Boston, we were still communicating because I had just got out of college. And I was like, hey, send me a package. Send me something in the package, you know.
Yeah. Like,
were you raising your eyebrows?
Send me something
up and
in
down?
The package.
Send me some drugs.
Let me get
like
some funny stuff.
And so he sent me a DVD that had been... Like, he put tinfoil around it, like a true conspiracy theorist, mm-hmm. and, like, put two joints in the DVD, like, sleeve thing. So it was, like, maybe behind the DVD, but, mm-hmm. like, in the DVD case. And the whole thing was, like, encased in tinfoil. And he, like, sent me a picture of it, and he's like, I'm mailing this out today, bro. And, like, this is my college friend who I thought later was my real friend. And then we hung out, and I was like, no, we were just, like, friends in college. Anyway... He sent it certified mail, which you have to, like,
sign for.
Mm-hmm.
And the mailman, like, knocked on the door, and I knew what, like, this was the only package I was expecting. So I was like, oh, this is that package. I'm not going to sign for this thing because I was, like, already high probably. And I was, like, paranoid that the mailman was going to, like, bust me.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a real thing. But I never got that package.
So
like it just went,
someone
it goes,
else has.
Yeah, so,
so he just delivered it to someone else probably.
Yeah, no. So
wait, I'll keep it.
It's sitting in
well,
a
it goes back
post
to
office.
The post office.
Yeah.
And then they like keep it
return
for
to
a
sender.
Long time.
Oh my god, I would love to look through all of those packages.
Yeah, just the missed
yeah.
missed delivery packages or like the signature confirmation who didn't want to sign for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
See, that's why the drug box we send media mail marked Bible cassettes.
Is this like a life hack right here?
No, I'm telling you for this drug box that we're putting together.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Okay.
Do we have to
Bible
mail
cassettes?
It? Wait, are we mailing it?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
It's
yeah,
gonna be like it's not going to be a loot crate every month, but instead you get like different types
different,
of drugs.
Yeah, like we were talking about earlier.
And things to, like, use with
seasonal.
Them. Like inflatable balloons that are shaped like alligators and shit. I don't know.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
a cool balloon.
What
like
drug
that
does
idea.
That go with?
I
don't know. Mushrooms would be great.
Yeah, sure. PCP.
I mean,
whatever.
We're sending a PCP? This is getting serious.
That's when you're like, that's after 1 year membership. If you've subscribed for 1 year, then you will probably get, like, the PCP in a
you
Bible.
You qualify for a PCP. You don't have to get it. Right?
Yeah, you start to qualify.
I'm like, kind of worried that we're pushers.
No, not at all. I mean...
No, we're just making drugs fun.
It's not enough to, like, ruin someone's life.
Like, if we detect an addict, we restrict their access to the
yeah,
program.
Yeah, then we start sending them, like, good things.
We're like...
Yeah,
website
like,
not found.
No, we send them like juice. We're like, this month you get juice.
And coupons.
Bullshit. No. If we have addict subscribers, we have to fulfill. Like,
yeah,
we
but
have to go until they die.
I don't think we send
no.
enough for anyone to get addicted.
Yeah, we do.
What the fuck? Just you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Eddie's. You're,
I don't know.
That's making
like
me feel like
the...
a pusher.
Yeah, it sounds like you're from Florida, dude.
You have never seemed like you were more from Florida than this yeah. minute.
I just feel like it's inappropriate to, you know, we're obviously going to advertise and offer a wonderful, great, like, delivery drug service. A great delivery drug service that doesn't. Like,
it's not like a mail order service. It's like a loot crate. You don't get the same thing every month.
Like, you have to subscribe to it and pay good money for it. And
but you don't
I
know what you're going
to
get.
It's like
a
fruit
surprise.
Of the month. Yeah.
Okay. Here's my thing. We're selling an experience. It's not just the product.
Yeah, that's
oh,
why
yeah,
you, okay.
you
that's
get
why
the alligator balloon.
So, yeah, you get yeah. the fucking alligator balloon.
And maybe suggestions on what to do. You know?
I think maybe Blue Apron is a more accurate. Like, Loot Crate. If we're doing Loot Crate, we're just like given drugs. Like,
okay, you're right. So,
we are catering it. Are we catering it to the individual?
Like no, not to the individual, but to the month. And each like drug set comes with like an oil,
maybe
a scented oil.
Yeah, we send a recipe and a candle, and like.
Only a candle if that makes sense for the experience.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Like maybe a little trinket of some sort.
A candle could go very poorly with our offerings.
Yeah. A candle isn't always good when you're on drugs.
Like for that meth experience ride we offer.
Yeah, for the meth experience, we probably just like
what month
a police
meth?
Scanner.
March.
And a security
meth March.
Camera.
March.
Methamphetamine March subscribers. March
meth. So what comes Methness. With the meth package?
It's a security camera.
I can tell you. Yeah, okay. A security camera for sure. Also,
a loaded gun.
A dark room.
Yeah.
A really dark room.
Or no electricity, your choice.
For the beginning and end of the experience.
Okay.
About 10 pizzas for two people.
And for a month.
And maybe some weed, just so you know. Why
so
not?
So they can try and...
Yeah, so they can calm down.
I was thinking of... I want to throw in a six-pack of sponges.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And the weed is
just... Shit, like a whole thing of Black and Milds, too, right? Like every package.
The weed is just for them to sell to people, and those are the people that come over and have experiences with these meth addicts, just like my experiences. Like, that's how you meet meth addicts, is to go buy weed from them, and that's what the weed we're sending them is for.
I feel like you could become a meth addict, and that would be a good way to meet them.
Yeah. I would rather just buy weed off of them.
No, I'm just saying, there's other ways.
Okay, so alternatively... I liked where Meg was going with the sponges because that seems more productive. Like,
oh, like clean something. Like maybe.
Yeah, you're thinking of it from an exploit. You're exploiting our.
Wait, what if it was like
our clientele? I'm just trying to help them out.
Methamphetamine March, meth in a car wash, and you give them everything to have a meth experience
and
everything
wash
to wash their car.
No, that's a great idea.
And then that would be like kind of fun,
like just rags, soap,
and it's
a bucket, like a big old bucket,
and
cute.
What are those things called? Remember those things that the infomercial
shammy.
Oh, yeah.
Shamwow,
like
and the glove, the glove, like the scrub.
They
glove.
They would love that.
What about like the towel that doesn't leave any like
the lint free towel, the microfiber. But here's the serious question, Eddie, and I'll ask it of you: what scent is the soap? Since you're from Florida, what is the scent of the soap that we send these meth addicts to wash their car?
I definitely think it's like cherry.
They're not addicts yet.
Okay. In Eddie's world, they are. They're clients and addicts.
I don't know. Maybe they're just trying meth for the month of March.
I mean, what's the odor?
Is it enough drugs to last through March?
No. Just to try meth and wash your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do meth and wash your car. I think it's definitely cherry, though.
Cherry, nice. That's classic.
Yeah. And March, you know, it's like, it's
starting
spring.
Why can't it be
spring.
Orange?
I thought you were going to talk about that scent you picked up at the J&J that one time.
What was that?
He always brings it up. Pussy. I don't want to say. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, pussy flavor.
I don't think we actually... Did you actually purchase it?
I
smelled it, though.
I think that a car that smelled like a... pussy would be a little too much.
Well,
it's just the exterior.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
The interior.
You like get up close to the car, you're like, do you smell like a vagina around here?
See, I mean, could the exterior, it would have to be the interior. Like an exterior of a car can't have a smell that's...
But most car
you
washers have an
that
odor,
too,
though.
Like in organic. The high, so there's levels of the package that these people buy. And so for like the entry level, you just get the bucket, the sponge,
the
cherry flavored scent, and the meth. Of course, the meth comes with everything. The next level is like the interior kit with like the pussy flavored car wipes that you can like wipe off the dashboard.
And
with.
That one comes with a speedball too. Like it comes with meth and a speedball.
Really? You're up in the drugs?
Well, yeah, of course, because then you have the premium package.
I'm more of the influence of upping the experience.
They won't pay more for the experience.
You
They're
don't
gonna
think
be like,
so?
We need higher dosage,
Same
too.
Amount. Okay, so maybe a little bit more drugs, then, like the speedball.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. So that's the premium package?
No, the premium package.
Well,
like,
a little, like a joint comes with every package. You get a joint in every package of weed, marijuana. But you get the meth. Oh, meth is so difficult. Why did we start? I guess we started with it because it's the most difficult. Yeah. And then we can go down from there to the easier drugs.
Yeah, it's a problematic month for us.
Yeah. Because once we figure out meth, we figured out crack, we figured out like a lot
and
of...
And they're each going to be... like each month has its own drug that we send to the customer along with their experience. Wow.
So we got to...
So do we have like a Xanax month or...
Oh, that'd be great.
I was thinking of... I mean, it'd be great if we could have a Quaalude month, honestly.
Okay, we have we find a chemist, way to recreate them.
Yeah, you can't even get them anymore. So that would be like...
So what is a Quaalude?
It's a like anti-anxiety drug.
And didn't it have barbiturates as well?
Yeah, it's like it's what the Valley of the Dolls is about. Oh, okay.
What are some name brand Quaaludes?
Quaalude's
a brand.
Supposedly Mick Jagger ate 4 Quaaludes at Studio 54, and like there's this big controversy or the story of like what is the motherfucking guy who wrote the book that you guys read?
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards has to like drag him out of Studio 54 because he can't even stand up and he's like puking in the corner. So it's like Mick Jagger acting like a junkie pretty much because he ate 4 Quaaludes and was trying to keep it cool.
So the Mick Jagger Quaalude experience in June?
Yeah, they were afraid he was going to overdose.
No, I'm just saying that's the package like that good... we offer. And we give 4 Quaaludes.
The Mick Jagger and a blow-up doll of Keith Richards.
And a pass to a public pool for the month.
Oh my God. That sounds like murder.
Yeah, that sounds really dangerous.
No. Hear me out.
The platinum package includes Keith Richards to visit.
No. Like, there's nothing that would feel better than like putting on a bunch of sunscreen and laying out by a pool on Quaaludes and just like
The insurance for this month is going way up.
Well,
you gotta spend money to make money.
No, we're gonna send a little like, you know, boom box, like an old silver box.
With crisscross tape in it.
I think we should send a life jacket. I'm
optional.
Can we just agree on a float?
I like the idea, yeah.
This is truly how Rodney King died.
Quaaludes in the pool?
No, he ate barbiturates and he went for a swim in his pool and lost control of his limbs and drowned.
We're talking about Rodney?
Old Rodney King, that's
actually... Oh, Rodney King.
Rodney King.
He was a victim of police violence?
Well, yes, we'll send a second pool pass for the sober friend. Drunk friend who can help.
Oh, great.
Maybe this should be a 2-year gig where you just have your sober friend who's like...
Yeah, exactly. It's the key. It's the Studio 54, Mick Jagger.
Yeah, and so like your friend has to dress up
and he's
as
not
Keith
sober.
Richards.
He's not sober. He's Keith Richards sober.
Right, so he's like...
Your friend is just drunk the entire year. Yeah, that's also Keith.
And he has to wear the fucking wig.
There's a bottle of like gin for... The Keith Richards.
I feel like he had a drink that wasn't gin.
It's called cocaine.
Yeah, I think he was into cocaine for sure.
But whiskey too, though.
Yeah, the higher up package though can get a special guest appearance by actual Keith Richards. Like he walks through the pool.
That's actually your out of body experience as you're overdosing.
He does.
Keith Richards visits you.
Yeah. No. Keith Richards is the actual lifeguard. On the day you go to the pool. That would be amazing.
That is cool.
I'd be like, that lifeguard.
It's a bad lifeguard experience, but it's a great, like, tripping or Quaalude experience.
Yeah.
It's like him and a 14-year-old girl guarding the pool.
Oh, my God.
And I swear to you, Keith Richards was the lifeguard. And you're like, yeah, fucking right. Like, at that pool, sure.
You're not going to walk away. You're not going to be able to tell anyone about the experience.
All right, so instead of every month of the year...
We're just going to do seasons.
I did March. Yeah. You did June.
It sounds like we're dropping customers like flies. We're not going to make it to a 12-month package.
Well, I think...
No.
We're outlining the structure for this thing.
Yeah, I got it.
Do you guys want to like just
I'll
drop
take September em? And like it'll be like the Thompson package, like the Hunter S. Thompson package, which is truly like just a like a shotgun method of drugs, like
a briefcase.
It's like fireworks.
Yeah, it's like fireworks and just like all kinds of drugs in a briefcase sent to you, and like maybe a bus ticket, like a Greyhound ticket.
Oh, maybe some maps with like X's on them. You know, like treasure maps.
But yeah.
Like, or what was that? Adrenochrome? Was that what he...
That was a fake drug that he made up for...
Yeah, for the book.
Fear and Loathing, yeah.
Yeah. But it's
so
like,
his thing, he would just like go take drugs and go have an experience and write about it. That was kind of his.
Yeah, exactly. You would send a tape recorder with him.
Okay.
Because that's what he was all about, was like, you know, recording Gonzo style. But we'd be sending him to like an actual event. Okay. And they have to send us the
like
cassette
a festival?
Back to us. Of any kind of, like, we know this.
They should go to that balloon festival that's all over Facebook. That, right?
Go like to the balloon festival all messed up.
Yeah.
There's like all these little kids there.
Totally. Wait, is it just balloons or is it hot air balloons?
It's hot air balloons.
Oh, okay. I was thinking just like...
It's all sizes of balloons.
Latex balloons.
Don't worry. You'll be very confused when you're there on a bunch of random drugs.
And we're taking away your internet service and phone, so like the only way you can really express yourself is through writing or talking.
Oh, okay. So yeah, like a phone scrambler. This is all that's coming in the package.
Yeah.
A tape recorder.
And they don't realize that the tape recorder has the phone scrambler in it. They just think that they're having really bad reception the whole time.
Oh, I see. Like their phone is not working.
See, this sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah, yeah. So
no,
I think this one
is totally safe. Like
maybe this one comes with
Quaaludes
a guarantee.
At the pool makes me feel very safe compared to this.
Well, it is the Thompson, like the. It makes sense, I guess.
Maybe we have like a Lyft driver, like a gift card for Lyft or something like that in it.
Yeah, I feel like this is perfect if we do it.
How's he
like,
going to get a lift without his phone?
We suit it to like the celebrity. Like the month isn't like the drugs.
Maybe
it's
it comes with
a
private driver. It comes with a private driver for the night.
Sure.
That way you could... that's less dangerous, right?
Like, we can't do it. I don't think we should attach it to a celebrity.
Okay.
We didn't attach meth to a celebrity.
That's because none Richards. Of them do it openly.
Let's attach tomorrow.
No.
No, don't
do
that.
The
member
is
Quaaludes.
The members of Korn are the only open meth addicts.
Okay.
Temple.
I think it's cool to have the Thompson briefcase, but we can't attach a celebrity to that.
Yeah, that's
maybe
fine.
A car. Maybe it comes with the car from Fear and Loathing in Las
so
Vegas.
So does that mean that...
And then a driver, too.
It doesn't come with the wig in the Keith Richards package?
No, yeah, no.
It can. It
that's
can.
The
it
more just... expensive Keith Richards
okay.
Yeah,
package.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's
okay,
three levels.
Okay, so these are levels of this one. So, like, the first one just has the, like... cassette recorder with phone scrambler, the drug, and the pass to the balloon festival.
And you have to sign a like disclaimer that says like you're liable.
Well, as soon as you start receiving the packages, like, you know, they're coming from like a motor oil company or like a muffler manufacturer or some shit. Like as soon as they leave the premises, there's no way they're finding their way back.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. The next level package.
Would be with the driver and the car, mm-hmm. or maybe just...
I think that's the top tier. A driver and
a car
is...
driving a car is, like, super
expensive. That's a lot to get. And then and then you have a driver and a car and a plane ticket
and
to South America.
It would
America.
Look like Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was so into South America. It's probably more Americana with, like, Hunter Thompson.
No, it doesn't have to be exactly like...
Okay.
It'd be cool to go to South America on some crazy drug.
Well, that's too bad, because I was thinking the premium package, then Johnny Depp actually, like, hangs out with you for a day.
Okay, no.
Okay, fine.
He's not in vogue anymore, right? Like,
he looks
out, or...
He looks awful.
What happened to him? Time's up.
He's probably doing a lot of meth.
Yeah, it sounds like he's receiving March every month.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
I think it's probably all the cigarettes, really.
So, Meg, have you had a time to think about your ideal month?
Yeah, I'm going in a different direction. I'm going to do testosterone.
Testosterone?
In December? You're just cold and working out.
Wait, you didn't pick December, did you?
I'll take it.
Well, he did September, June, March. So
winter.
So we need December.
A winter testosterone.
winter testosterone feast.
Extravaganza.
What comes with the testosterone? Like a nudie like poster Santa. Of either sex?
So they watch the video for how to inject testosterone.
We're losing all of our customers in December.
Yeah, they're like, this fucking sucks.
But they have to watch that video that we talked about. Yeah. Where it's like
how to do it. That's all it comes with.
Because it's intravenous.
It just has a syringe full of tea and that video.
Playing. Yeah, how to inject.
Like, no, just a handwritten card with a link. Fuckers. Like you have to type it.
If you're still alive, try this.
Yeah. You could probably use the games, wimps.
What about like
you're probably gaunt, homeless, jobless,
addled as hell,
familyless at this point.
Wait, so testosterone is like akin to growth hormone, right? Like the effects are like aggro.
You get a deeper voice,
and you like hit home runs,
bust out hair. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you lose hair.
I mean, usually grow a mustache on tea.
Our customers have stuck with us the whole 12 months. They want something different. They want something they haven't tried before.
Because January of the following year, like the 13th month, is PCP. Oh, okay. Remember? So like after they go through the tea, like what could next month be?
I was thinking estrogen. So we have to have an estrogen month at some point. Like calm them back down.
Oh my God.
It'll be February.
It would not. I mean, really wouldn't. Calm them down.
I'm just saying, like, counteract the effects that we
once again your Hawaiian shirt's coming out.
But in December, we like dose them with tea. We gotta like maybe do a testosterone blocker at least.
Yeah. Well, we'd already decided that the 13th month is PCP, so maybe after that.
So once they've worked month. Out every they're all
once every leap year,
December, then we put this like really messed up buff person on PCP
on the 29th of February. Every 4 years on the 29th like of February, you take estrogen.
And I mean, we've already, like, what do you call that? We've taken the weak out of the herd by December. So it's like, only the strong will survive.
Because it's a New Year's resolution sign up sheet.
This is our mutant race that work.
This is your reward for surviving.
The 14th month
surviving.
We just call, like, the Ministry of Defense, or like, are you ready? Yeah. Well, I do know what we have here.
I am interested, like, what is your ideal testosterone injection situation? Like, no judgment. Like, what do you think is, like, the best...
to be in a doctor's office.
The best testosterone December you can possibly
just
imagine.
Go to the doctor.
Once
get
again,
the
I'm
going to
say
leave.
My brother-in-law.
On Christmas Eve.
He has his wife inject it.
He has his wife inject testosterone?
In his bum, and she doesn't like to do it, but it's so he can stay thin and jacked.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
keep she looking. Likes the results.
Exactly.
He's like, I do it for you.
Because he's from New Jersey.
Yeah. I was thinking he was like partially Eastern European. I do it for you.
Hey.
No, Meg, I want to think, like, what is your ideal tea experience? Like, you get the injection.
That's a good question.
And then
yeah, you get the injection,
gonna,
Meg. What are you going to do?
You get the injection at 10:30 a.m. What are you doing with the rest of your day?
Probably.
Like, I got to walk her
I
through this.
I think you have to, like, relax for a little bit after that. You get it.
A cup of coffee, an injection of tea. And then, like, you want to go to
the
gym,
right?
This
is the hardest thing anyone's ever asked me.
No.
What do you do after you get your testosterone injection, Meg?
Yeah, I mean... I'd like a gym that has a boxing ring. I want
to
do some boxing.
You're going to the gym right away?
Sounds like she just wants to go into an alleyway and kick someone's ass.
I mean,
and
I'm
then
trying
hit the gym.
To do it Rocky in a like, more socially acceptable way.
Yeah.
So,
going
so
to
it's
going to
be
so...
the homeless?
So you want to like work out a little bit after you have your T injection?
Yeah. I didn't say I was signing up for this.
No, I'm just saying you great.
Sounds like Meg is just one of the silent backers.
I need you to put yourself in the shoes of he or she.
Are we selling these people to the military?
We're trying to get you to come up with something besides an injection of testosterone. Like,
What's what going to happen?
The experience
or,
like?
Or spin it remember, in a way that remember seems
how,
fun.
Hey, Meg, remember how car wash and meth work so well together?
Yeah.
Do something like that.
Can I back
so we
out
can
of testosterone?
No,
now?
No.
It's too late now.
No.
It's
no. Absolutely not.
You knew you couldn't before you asked.
Okay. Well, maybe it might feel good to fly a plane.
Okay.
Sick.
No, that's good.
Fine.
So December,
you
nice and cold,
you,
or,
nice
or warm
cold.
In Australia, you
get
you give them a package of testosterone.
Yeah, like
with an
the,
needle
I mean,
and
I imagine
a keys
there's
to an
like
airplane.
A nice amount of resistance when you like you know that thing
pull
where
up
you
on the
hold
yoke?
It the U, yeah, you
yoke.
Hold it with two hands and you're pulling it up. I feel like if I was on testosterone, that would feel really good.
Like,
it sounds like the plane's going down, and you're pulling
yeah,
it from a tail
like,
dive. And there's no like power left in it, so she's
and,
manually
and she sticks,
pulling up
no,
the tail fin.
She sticks her feet out of the bottom of the plane.
Oh, nice! I like it better that like the plane's not pulling up enough, so she shoots like the T in her leg, and then like it gives her the strength to pull the plane out of the tail dive.
Yeah, that's part of it too. So
yes.
Just
we'll send that in the package.
The keys to an airplane and a syringe of multiple syringes of testosterone, like more than one, because you might need to pull yourself out of a tail dive. Mm-hmm. And there's a box,
fact,
and it says in case of tail dive.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like
and
you have
don't even
to
know
like
what that means until it's happening,
and you don't even have to use it, but it's like glass that you have to crack and like go for.
Oh man, now I'm craving this experience right now.
Anything else besides the keys to an airplane? I guess you have to have like
good question
pilot's permit. No, you probably don't
probably need
that.
A tie and some cufflinks,
maybe a fake pilot's license.
Oh,
the dumb
wait.
Little hat.
Oh, you just want to be James Bond when you're on testosterone. I now I see.
That's less good.
Aye.
Maybe you also like so the higher packages would get the Pierce Brosnan experience.
Oh, do you think maybe I could have like a real nice relationship with
maybe.
An animal?
What does that mean with
like,
testosterone? Like how nice of a relationship?
Like a bull?
A
what
rhino.
Kind of animal?
Like a huge bull?
Oh, like
I thought she was talking
wolf.
About like a sheep. Okay.
Me and a wolf could
nice.
Really bro down.
Think
of
a horned rhino.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm going to suggest a bull.
A bull, okay.
Just because I kind of feel like a wolf.
They're
like,
too popular already.
Well, no, I just think you're going to get into a fight with
plus,
it and it's going to kill you. Whereas the bull, I think you could get away from in case you got
okay.
into a fight.
No horned rhino. No on the horned rhino.
They're too endangered.
Yeah,
I mean, this would be a really expensive
we can't
month.
Send that many.
That seems very...
plausible.
Yeah, that seems doable.
I think the hippopotamus is a hippopotamus. The hippopotamus.
Yeah,
hippopotamus is a more hippopotamus is yeah. a more aggressive animal than the rhinoceros.
It would definitely
you?
Is.
It's the. Oh, do you think it's the crocodile?
Oh yeah, that comes back
which
to the crocodile
do you
inflatable.
Is the most dangerous animal in Africa: a crocodile, a lion. No. Would you believe that a hippopotamus is the most dangerous animal in Africa? With its monstrous jaws and its razor sharp
but
tusks.
Desi also brings up a good point that the first two pages of this book are like, hippo's second place in these
yeah.
categories.
Hippo has almost as big of a mouth as a whale.
I
yeah.
know.
It's
why
like
was it
big,
like,
but not as big as a whale.
I know. It's like, this is...
Bullshit.
This
once again
is a silver medal animal.
Alright, so let's yeah. Let's recap
okay.
the
recap the year of drugs of your of us building
you're
the
getting
army.
Meth. You're getting
the what is it
second
called?
Month.
The mail order thing called?
Drug mail.
Yeah, but it's got a
stimulus package.
A stimulus package.
Stimulant package.
Stimulants package. You sign up for it with the offer code Think Tank, and you get a 20% discount. It's a year-long package that cost $51,000. No, $52 million.
Well, there's different levels.
Yeah. $51,000 for entry level,
$52 million for executive level.
Like, if you want Keith Richards, $52 million. And the month of spring, March, is meth. March for meth. Mm-hmm. And you do...
Meth Madness Month.
Meth Madness. You get the car wash package with some meth.
Wait, do we have to recap everything?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Like, what was the upgrade?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, but you'd have to listen.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Just rewind if you.
Yeah. Can we just remind the drugs of the drugs?
Okay. Meth.
I don't know. Look, that was a joke.
Weed with every month. Right?
Like, did we have Quaaludes next?
Yeah, Quaaludes was the Keith Richard experience.
And then we had the Gonzo package.
Well, the Gonzo pack for September.
That's a drug cocktail.
Yeah, and then everything, you know, in between, we're going to have our other investors figure out. Because we're having to get on Silk
December
Road.
December was testosterone. Yeah. This is a great... This really turned out...
Did anyone listen to this
exactly
podcast?
Exactly how I thought it would.
And then January PCP.
And then January PCP. Yeah.
And then
let's start with a clean slate.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
The 14th month, we like have you going out flipping police cars.
There's no such thing as a 14 month. Thanks for listening. We did our podcast. It's recorded and we will upload it.
New format.
Tell us what you like about it. 706-521-3716, athenspublic@gmail.com. Follow us at Athens Public on Twitter, facebook.com/athenspublic. It's the Think Tank podcast.
2 weeks ago, we had 110 of you motherfuckers. We see you.
Oh,
we
nice. Love you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We do love you.
We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.